Welcome to episode 360 of the 10-10 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 10-10 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 10-10 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This month, we are exploring the role of women in God's Word. And this week, we are focusing particularly on what the Bible has to say about wives. The book of Proverbs is featured in the Bible's wisdom literature. It contains practical guidelines and moral principles for developing sound character and making wise and beneficial decisions in life. Various topics are explored within Proverbs, including marriage and family. One tenet for wise men in Proverbs 18, verse 22, suggests that he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. In Hebrew, the wording of Proverbs 18, verse 22 is strikingly similar to that of Proverbs 8, verse 35. For those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord. Me in this verse refers to wisdom, suggesting that after wisdom itself, the finest of God's blessings is an excellent wife. Proverbs 31, verse 10 makes a parallel analogy. A wife of noble character, who can find? She's worth far more than rubies. Note that in Proverbs 8, verse 11, Solomon argues that wisdom is more valuable than rubies. Some versions say she's more precious than jewels. I like the comparison to specific jewels, like rubies, which are worth more than $1 million per carat. Or diamonds, which can be even more expensive. The blue diamond is almost $4 million per carat. Proverbs 19, verse 14 adds, "House and wealth are inherited from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord." So he who finds a wife obtains favor from the Lord. But the inference is that not just any and every wife will bring favor from God. Ecclesiastes, another biblical book of wisdom literature, makes this point abundantly clear in chapter 7, verse 26. "And I discovered that of all irrational sins, none has been so destructive in beguiling one away from God as immoral women. For more bitter than death is a woman whose heart is composed of snares and nets, and whose hands are chains. Whoever pleases God will escape from her, but the sinner will be taken captive by her evil." In his unsatisfying search for wisdom, Solomon understood that a woman could be a danger and a trap. It was important to not let that happen. "He who pleases God shall escape from her." We know from 1 Kings 11, verse 4, "For when Solomon was old, his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not wholly true or loyal to the Lord his God." So it seems that Solomon himself was caught in these snares and nets. Proverbs 14, verse 1 warns that the wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. A prudent, God-fearing wife is a treasure, an excellent thing for a man to find. Blessed are the men who find the right women. Woe to the men who find the wrong ones. It is true that Solomon, in writing the book of Proverbs, writes this book as advice being given from a father to a son. And in so doing, he personifies wisdom and folly, both as women. Still, there are times when the references are notes of caution about the right and wrong prospects for a man. Proverbs 31, verses 10 to 31, elaborates on the blessings of a wife of noble character. This passage is an acrostic poem extolling the value of a virtuous wife. The poem's opening question emphasizes the rarity of a virtuous woman and implies that if a man finds such a wife for himself, he will have obtained great favor from the Lord, for she's worth far more than rubies. The woman described in Proverbs 31 is trustworthy, capable, intelligent, diligent, generous, and kind, bringing her husband goodness and blessings her whole life long. God made Eve to be the perfect complement for Adam, and God desires that those who wish to be married find in each other fitting partners. James 1 verse 17 tells us that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. And so when we find a good wife, we obtain favor from the Lord. But note that not every couple that joins together is meant to be together. Not every pairing is ordained by God. As fallen men and women, we sometimes make choices outside of God's will. But what a blessing it is when two that are meant for each other find each other.
It's always been a mystery to me how two hearts can come together and love can last forever. But now that I have found you, I believe that a miracle has come when God sends a perfect one. Now gone are all my questions about why, and I've never been so sure of anything in my life. Oh, I wonder what God was thinking when he created you. I wonder if he knew everything I would need, because he made all my dreams come true. When God made you, he must have been thinking about me.
Proverbs 12, verse 4, an excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who brings shame is like rottenness in his bones. What kind of wife brings shame? What kind of wife is not excellent? One, a dismissive wife. A dismissive woman devalues or diminishes her spouse's preferences, opinions, or desires. Sometimes you'll hear a dismissive woman turning the conversation back to herself. Yes, but what about my needs? Or failing to really consider the desire. That's just not practical, realistic, happening in this lifetime. Or even shaming the need. Oh, for heaven's sake, you're not one of the children. Grow up. A wife can be dismissive without the fanfare. She can simply ignore what the husband wants, or she can become unavailable physically, sexually, or emotionally. Why is this bad? When a woman unilaterally dismisses her partner's need or preference, her husband feels rejected, unloved, and unimportant. This attitude is a mandate for all Christ followers in every relationship. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. 2. An undependable woman. The first characteristic of an excellent wife, given in Proverbs 31, is this. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. A dependable woman can be trusted to be faithful to her man, responsible in her decisions, and wise with their children. She'll hang on with you through the tough times and hold on to you in the good. 3. A disrespectful woman. Ephesians 5, verse 33. Wives, see to it that you respect your husbands. Disrespect doesn't always come in the form of words. It can come with a look, eye rolling, a shaking head, or a deep sigh. It can be an attempt to control, to mother, or to demean a husband. These actions send the same message. You're an idiot. I don't respect you. 4. An overly dependent or overly independent woman. All healthy relationships have a level of both dependence and independence. But when the pendulum swings too far on either side, something is amiss. 5. A discouraging woman. Ephesians 4 verse 29, let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Or, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. The excellent wife builds up, supports, helps. Father, thank you for the blessing of good human companionship. Please mold our characters such that each of us will be good wives, good husbands, good friends. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.